Mozambican authorities have assured thousands of refugees who had fled to Malawi following recent post-election unrest that peace has restored in their country and that they are welcome to return home. Officials from the Mozambique's Institute of Disaster Management Affairs made the comment Friday during a visit to the Nyamitutu refugee camp in Insanje district, which hosts asylum seekers from Mozambique. Lamek Masina reports from Insanje district. Ruiza Semameki is head of the Institute of Disaster Management Affairs in Mozambique. Speaking through an interpreter, she thanked the Malawi government for taking care of asylum seekers from her country. She says, on behalf of our President Daniel Francisco Chapo, we are sending our message of thanks from the government of Mozambique and we recognize all the efforts of the government of Malawi. The second message is for our brothers here. We are doing all efforts necessary for them to return home as soon as possible. Thousands of Mozambicans have fled to Malawi to escape violence triggered by the disputed October presidential election. Hilda Kate Makausiwa is the senior administrative and operations manager for the Department of Refugees in Malawi. She says the screening and registration of refugees continues.
To date, as a department for refugees, we have registered a total of 3,640 households, representing 7,456. As of yesterday, we had finished registration in Mwanza, Neno, Kunene Kude, as well as Mulanje, which were the additional sites where we had not gone through to screen and register together with immigration.
She said her department has so far received no new asylum seekers from Mozambique. Meki of the Institute of Disaster Management Affairs in Mozambique says peace has now returned to the country. Malawian authorities say they are struggling to provide for the refugees because the situation comes at a time when over a quarter of Malawi's 20 million people are facing food shortages due to an El Nino-induced drought. However, during the visit, the Mozambican delegation donated food to the refugees. Kausiwa of the Department of Refugees in Malawi appreciated the donation.
And in the package, there is some rice, there's maize flour, there's also salt and some beans. These are critical foods that can be provided to the community, noting that the food has been a challenge since these people started coming in.
However, a Mozambican traditional leader, Raymond Komando of the Muliri area, said the refugees would only return if there was concrete proof of their safety. He said they fled to Malawi to escape being killed and chased from their homes like animals. Plataforma Decide, a monitoring group in Mozambique, said in December that more than 200 people have been killed since post-election protests started in October. Lamek Masina, VOA News, Insanje District.
Em nome do Sua Excelência Presidente Daniel Francisco Chapo, nós transmitimos aquilo que de facto é gratidão e o reconhecimento do esforço que o governo. E a segunda mensagem que nós temos a trazer é aos nossos irmãos diretamente, que nós estamos a fazer esforços para que o mais rápido possível eles possam regressar ao Moçambique.
To date, as a department for refugees, we have registered a total of 3,640 households, representing 7,456. As of yesterday, we had finished registration in Mwanza, Neno, Kunene Kude, as well as Mulanje, which were the additional sites where we had not gone through to screen and register together with immigration. And in the package there is some rice, there's maize flour, there's also salt and some beans. These are critical foods that can be provided to the community, noting that the food has been a challenge since these people started coming in.